This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado School of Mines in Golden is closed today and until further notice. That's after a police search for an armed suspect ended earlier this morning when the man surrendered. The school is urging students and faculty not to come to campus today. It's a good winter for Colorado ski areas, with many getting more snow than they have in years. CPR's Dina Sieg says Steamboat Ski Resort has had more than 300 inches so far this season.
That's more than the resort got in all of last winter. Spokesperson Lauren Duke says it's the best winter she's experienced in her 15 years with the resort.
Some years you win the snow lottery and some years you don't win as much. And this year, Mother Nature is certainly focusing her attention on us.
Steamboat's record for snowfall was set in the 2007-2008 winter, 489 inches. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
RTD dodged an expensive legal bullet Friday, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Remember those flaggers that stood guard for years at crossings on RTD's A and G rail lines? Regulators required them because the crossing gates weren't working properly. Well, the cost for the flaggers escalated to more than $100 million and ended up with the private contractor that made the faulty crossing gates suing RTD in Denver District Court. Last week, a judge ruled the contractor was responsible for the bill. It's not clear yet if the contractor will appeal. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver International Airport saw a record number of passengers last year. 70 million people traveled through DIA in 2022, more than before the pandemic. Last October was the busiest month ever. A measure to require new public buildings in Colorado to install a gender-neutral restroom on each floor gets its first hearing in the state legislature today. Existing buildings that get major renovations would also have to install a gender-neutral bathroom. The bill would require all bathrooms in new public buildings to have a diaper changing station, too. This is CPR News.